all these prophets, they have been make us do some kind of funny things. But do you know the Bible says when we come before God, we must come as a child. So God will make us sometimes behave like children. Praise the Lord. You have taken the water. Ebola will not come near you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what comes to my mind is the reaction of the whole world, the whole country particularly. Fear that Ebola is coming. Fear everywhere. Fear. Ivory Coast say, make some flies not come to your country again. And then they are going up and down, sensitizing the people. Everybody. Everywhere. Fear. Minister of Information is informing the people. Minister of Information is informing. He is going around and preaching that there is a deadly disease called Ebola. He is going around informing the people. He is preaching, telling the people that they are around, oh, prepare, oh, don't do like this, oh, don't do like this, oh. If you see anything like this, do like this, oh. And then, it has been very, very interesting to me. There is something more deadly than Ebola that is coming to this world. And God has also sent some of us to go and inform the people. They will not listen to our own. Now Ebola, oh. Ebola is small. Compared to what is coming ahead. I'm telling you. Well, they say you should wash your hands. Is there any sign? Immediately report, isolate the person. I thank God for that. And I'm not downplaying it. You must take precaution. You must take preventive measures. Once you see some funny behavior, whether it's at home or anywhere, immediately alert the health authorities. Immediately. Well, but I am not a doctor. Neither am I hired by the Ministry of Health. But I am hired by God to sound His own warning. Worse than Ebola is on the way coming. And very soon it will happen. It is called the Day of the Lord. Another scripture call it the day of God's vengeance. A day of judgment. I proved it several times. All these little signs. The Bible tells me that day, some people will run to the mountain. The mountain will reject them. They will jump inside the water. Water will vomit them out. There is no hiding place. It is called the day of God's vengeance to all those who rejected His offer for salvation. That is what the Bible says. So with the same zeal you are trying to prevent yourself against the one we can see now that has arrived, Ebola. Amen. See, let me show you one of the things that have happened. Open Revelation. So that just catch something that will happen. Let's go back a little bit to chapter 8. Okay, it starts from there anyway. From verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. And to them we are given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded. Something was happening in the spiritual. It sounded in the spirit, and something physically was happening. The first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up. And all green grass was burnt up. It is going to happen, though. Verse 8. And the second angel sounded. And as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. Verse 10. The third trumpet now. And the third angel sounded his own trumpet, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamb, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded. And the third part of the sun was smitten. And the third part of the moon. And the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it. And the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Because the next three, they are even more horrible. Chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Just like Ebola, it will not hurt any vegetation. Now only human being, Ebola, they look for. I hope those trumpets have not started sounding. Verse 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it. And shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. Hey, horrible creatures. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, which name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter. And the 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the 6th angel which had the trumpet, loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the 1/3 of men. That is 1/3 of the population of human beings to die. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. That is 200 million. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. And one of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these 3 was the 1/3 of men killed by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, despite all that, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and the wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. That is what will happen to this earth certainly. The only people that will be saved, amen, are those who will have the seal of God. And the seal of God is the Holy Ghost, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Tell you. So, a foretaste of the kind of fear that will come on earth is these strange things are coming. One by one, they will release. One by one. One time it was HIV. But they didn't stop fornication. You know, stop. That's why another one is coming up now. Ebola. Everywhere now, fear. Instead of men now to see reason to run to God, since I don't know whether this thing will kill me or not, I don't know how I will jam it. If it happens to one member of the family, there is a risk that every other person that has contact with that person will catch it. Go and see what is happening in Liberia. The pictures we see there is horrible. Very horrible. Very, very horrible. See? Now, one will expect that something that is coming up like that, I expect the whole of the Liberian president to declare a day of prayers and repentance and crying to God. Instead, they are still going to science. When occulty people are ruling men, where will they go looking for help? Instead of somebody, the Minister of Information in Nigeria, is going, instead of them immediately, there is something that the eye cannot see. It's killing people. Let us cry unto our God. They are still putting God one side. Things will happen to make us repent. We will not repent. Always looking for self-help. Man think they can solve their problem. A time is going to come when these things that are written here will come to pass. The only people that it will not come near them are those who will be in the rapture when all these things will be happening. How many of them are here today? Put down your hands. So that you'll understand the meaning of this scripture that you have not pondered over. Mark chapter 16. You see? Verse 15 and verse 16. Mark 16, verse 16 and 15 and verse 16. Just maybe you have never thought of the meaning before. Begin to meditate on this scripture now. He said, and he said unto them, Jesus, after he has resurrected, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Think again. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. When you say saved, it means there is a destruction that is coming that is making a way for you to escape from. Go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes the gospel and is baptized shall be saved. My emphasis is the fact that I say ye shall be saved. It means there is a destruction that is coming. The Bible call it the day of judgment. The day of the Lord. Or the day of God's vengeance. Amen. So like our minister of information is going around, the minister of health is going around, I am also a minister. I'm also sounding my own. That there is one that is bigger than Ebola that is coming. And you should not joke with your life. Because certainly it will come to pass. We are all praying that this will just be like a storm that will blow away. And Ebola will be a thing of the past. Some many years back in Africa, it was leprosy. I hope we know that. It was leprosy. Just as everybody is afraid now. They used to isolate them also. Because they were looking for cure. One thing I am sure is that they will get a cure for Ebola. I know it. They will. They will, but it will not be from Africa. Very soon, when they discover, say, the thing feel rich in the Moibo, they will enter laboratory. They never reach their side yet, then they look. It's true, because we, the thing where they worry us for Africa, is serious. Okay. But that's not where I am going. Whatever it is, praise the Lord. I believe that it will just blow off. Leprosy came and went. What do you call it? Polio. Polio came and went. Yellow fever came and went. They always appear before man. God will come down to see, keep us alive in His mercy. They will discover one preventive measure or the other. Yellow fever, it happened. Take the vaccine. You know? Then before you know what, AIDS, HIV, another virus came up. No? The one that till now, they are unable to find cure up till now, is cancer. Up till now, HIV too, no cure. None of them has cure. Leprosy has no cure. None of them has cure. It's prevention. It's prevention. All they do is to prevent it so that it doesn't spread, so that it's contained. Then you put a vaccine that can resist it. That's all. But I'm telling you that the Ebola will soon be a thing of the past. Amen. Certainly, forget it. see some pictures of people reach airport, cover their nose, cover their mouth, then they carry. How long will you cover your? Where? Cover go where? And pray. It doesn't come near you. Amen. And I'm telling you, as you are preparing for against Ebola, prepare against the day of the Lord. And this is his own solution. He that believe. You have to believe. Believe two things. Believe that the whole world have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we are all condemned to die. You have to believe that. And believe that God's mercy came down and offered a way of escape from that condemnation through the cross of Calvary. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish in the destruction that is coming, but have eternal life. It's a destruction that is coming. But God so loved the world. So loved, he won't allow you to enter fire, the lake of fire. He won't allow you to enter hell. He's not happy at the death of a sinner because he knows where you are going to end up. He rejoices when one soul repents. Repent. Every one of us listening to me now, you know what God loves and you know what God hates. You have the Bible, you are reading that these people will go to fire, hell. They will never enter into the kingdom. And anyone that does not enter into the kingdom, that judgment will catch up with you. Have you imagined what it will look like when you read those scriptures there? Revelation chapter 8 and chapter 9, where we just read. Just imagine what will happen within that period. See? To see a reason for you to prepare for tomorrow. Destruction is coming. If you believe the offer through the cross on Calvary, and you baptize, you will be saved. Is there anybody here? You have not been baptized since you believe. Can you wave your hand? You've not done your water baptism, but you believe. One, stand up, sister. Two, stand up. God bless you. You want to be baptized. You want to be baptized. You want to be baptized. Stand up. You want to be baptized. You see, you are the one I'm talking to. If I have only one person here today, amen, we'll be happy. There's one assurance that a Christian who is sure of his eternal destination, while others are running because of Ebola, all that fear, you don't have it. No, that's the truth. Because a true Christian is not afraid of death anyway. If you die now, it's gain. Amen. But one thing is, God stands by his people. When he said, by his stripes we are healed, he watches over us. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place of the Most High is to hide under the blood of Jesus Christ. That is what water baptism does. As you enter that water, you are going into the secret place of the Most High. Why is it the secret? Secret because not all men are able to know about the power in the blood of Jesus. See us standing? You be old person. I don't see your face before now. I've seen your face.
Yes, sir.
You never baptized?
No.
No. Why? Since when have you been coming here?
For 1 month now.
1 month? Why you never baptized?
Nothing. No.
Nothing. Now, why do you want to baptize now?
I decide.
Eh?
I decide.
And why did you decide now?
No, I just decide. I just wake up and decide. Today.
There must be a reason that gave you the decision now. I'm interested to know why it is today you decided. You didn't decide before today. Why?
It's the time that the Spirit of God touched me. I decided.
before the Spirit of God don't touch you.
I make up my mind.
Amen. Praise God. I thought you'd be sincere enough to say that this Ebola thing make me to do what I do now. I thought you'd be sincere enough to say I want to prepare because if this thing catch me, I don't know where they go. That's still wisdom. Amen. Okay. Now those of you standing, immediately we close. Our water is ready. We will baptize you. Immediately we close. When we take you to the water, we will baptize you. We will bring you to the altar here. We will minister the Holy Ghost on you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let somebody around them congratulate them with a handshake. Here you can shake hands with people. Don't worry. We have used the water here. You can shake hands. Ebola won't come near here. God bless you. Be seated. Praise the Lord. There's another group of people that may need to be rebaptized. Those who baptize wrongly. Because we are following a law. It's not just that you should go and be baptized. You must baptize correctly. If you believe, then you baptize. Then there is the scriptural way to baptize. If Satan cannot stop you from getting baptized, then he pushes you to baptize wrongly. And many churches baptize wrongly. Many. They baptize wrongly. Praise the Lord. I saw somebody give testimony that he watched me talking like this. He said, which man be this? They condemn every church. I'm not condemning any church. Here I'm not preaching church. I'm preaching the truth. I want to help you. There are two spirits in the church of Jesus Christ. There's the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The Bible says so. And anything contrary to the Bible is error. And there are baptisms according to your church doctrine. And there are baptisms according to the Bible doctrine. And God is not going to judge you by your church doctrine. God is going to judge you by the Bible that he gave us as our to give us a bearing. It's the Bible. That's what the book that God used to judge us. I always say, there is none of us here that our church is written in heaven. There is no Catholic in heaven. That the day we will get before Jesus, he will not say, okay, Catholics, you stay this side. Deeper Life, you stay this side. Tuesday, you come this side. Because he doesn't even know that. He only knows those who have received the Holy Ghost. And the reason you receive the Holy Ghost is because it will lead you to all truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when we come like this, it's a prayer program like this. We want to tell you where your deliverance, your healing starts from. He that believes, do you believe? And is baptized, shall be saved, even from the problem that brought you here. You'll be saved. Because that gives you a right to enforce your healing, your deliverance, by the blood of Jesus Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is overcome, verse 11, Revelation chapter 12, by the blood of the Lamb. That blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel is the blood that God used to deliver us. It brought us into a covenant with him, the creator of the heavens and the earth. No other covenant can work against you if you are under that covenant of the blood of Jesus. So I'm just saying this to realign your thought, because when we talk in this church, we look like critics. We are not critics. We are Christians. And a Christian defends the Bible, not defend your church. It's idolatry that will make you love your pastor so that you can die for him. But when they mention Jesus, they can talk anything about Jesus. It doesn't matter. But if they mention your pastor's name, or your church, you are ready to fight. And you think you are fighting for God. There's no difference between you and those Boko Haram people. Some people like to help their God. If my God cannot fight for himself, then he's not worth following.